Chapter 3. Edmund disguised himself as a priest from Italy. He called himself Abbe Busoni. He travelled to an inn that was owned by Caderousse and his wife. Caderousse's wife was very ill, and the two had no money. Edmund pretended to be carrying out the will of Edmond Dantès, who had died in prison. Before he died, he was given a diamond. It was his dying wish to sell it and have the money divided between the five people that he loved. The five people are Caderousse, Danglars, Fernand, Mercedes, and his father, Edmund told him. Caderousse saw the chance to keep the whole diamond for himself. Oh, what a terrible thing! Danglars and Fernand were the ones who sent Edmund to prison. I couldn't do anything to stop them. I wanted to save him, but instead I have been living in a prison of guilt since he was taken away, Caderousse told Edmund. Edmund believed what Caderousse said and gave him the diamond. He had wanted to hear the truth from Caderousse. What happened to the others? Edmund asked. Danglars is a millionaire. He worked for a banking house. He is one of the most powerful men in Paris. Fernand is rich too. No one knows where his money came from. He came back from war and married Mercedes. They live in Paris. Mercedes was told that Edmund died a long time ago. Edmund's father stopped eating and died. He was so upset about his son. Monsieur Morel and Mercedes tried to look after him, but he didn't want to live, Caderousse explained. What happened to Monsieur Morel? Edmund asked. He is ruined. All of his ships sank. Only one is left, but if that sinks, Monsieur Morel will have no money left. The good are always punished, and the wicked are rewarded, Caderousse said. That is not true, Edmund told him. Edmund left Caderousse at the inn and went to see the mayor of Marseille. This time, he was disguised as an Englishman from an investment firm, Thompson and French. The mayor of Marseille had a lot of money invested with Monsieur Morel. When Edmund talked to him about the investments, the mayor sent him to the inspector of the prisons, who had even more money invested with Monsieur Morel. Edmund bought all the inspector's prison stakes at full price from him. Then he asked, I was once a pupil of Abbé Faria. I know he was sent to prison. Can I see his prison records? The inspector let Edmund look at the records. When the inspector wasn't looking, Edmund turned to his own records. He took the letter of accusation that Danglars had written. Edmund said goodbye to the inspector of prisons and went to see Monsieur Morel. He remained in his disguise as an Englishman. Monsieur Morel was a very worried man. He was so poor that he only had two people left working for him. One of them was a clerk that was in love with his daughter. He knew that if his last ship didn't arrive in port safely, he would have no money, no reputation, and his life would be ruined. Edmund sat down with Monsieur Morel as he waited for news. As the two men sat, the worst possible news arrived. His last ship had sunk. Monsieur Morel, I own most of your debt. I bought it from the inspector of prisons. I will give you 3 months to find the money to pay me, Edmund told him. You are too kind. Thank you. I will find the money, Monsieur Morel replied. Edmund stood and left. When he was sure that Monsieur Morel couldn't see him, Edmund took Julie, Morel's daughter, to one side and made her promise to follow any instructions she received from a man called Sinbad the sailor. For the next 3 months, Monsieur Morel and his son Maximilian worked to try to make money, but very little came in. On the day that he was due to pay Edmund, Monsieur Morel made up his mind to kill himself. He told his son, I cannot bear the shame of not being able to pay my creditors. I understand, father. If you think it is best, then I will support you, Maximilian replied. As the two men talked, a letter arrived for Julie. It was from Sinbad the sailor. She read the letter and then did what it told her to do. She followed the directions, which led to a red silk purse. Inside the purse were all the debt notes that belonged to Monsieur Morel. All of them had been paid, and there was a diamond in the bag that had a note which said, Julie's dowry. Julie was so happy she could marry her father's clerk that she rushed home. She burst in on her father just as he cocked a gun to shoot himself with. Father, look! She cried. She handed him the silk purse. This is the purse I gave to Edmond Dantès's father, Monsieur Morel frowned. He opened it and saw what was inside. He was about to cry when cheering outside drew his attention. What is it? Maximilian asked. The three of them went outside. They saw a ship that looked exactly like the last ship which they had lost. It was arriving in port. It was carrying the same cargo that the lost ship had been carrying when it sank. It is a miracle, Julie said. Edmund watched the happy scene for a little while. Then he went to his own ship and left Marseille. 10 years passed. A young baron landed on the island of Monte Cristo to hunt for wild goats. He found a gang of men on the island. He thought they were a group of smugglers at first, but as he talked to them, he discovered that they were the crew of a ship that belonged to a rich man called Sinbad the sailor. Sinbad was a man who had a palace on the island that was hidden in the rocks, and he travelled constantly on his ship. The young baron was called Franz, and he asked to meet with Sinbad. The men took him to the palace where Edmond Dantès waited. He had been known as Sinbad for 10 years. When Franz saw the palace, he was shocked. He didn't know that such oriental luxury existed in the West. I am a rich man, so I spend my time traveling the world. I do kind acts like saving bandits from being punished, Edmund told Franz. What do you mean? Franz asked. There was a mute Nubian slave called Ali. He was found walking too close to the harem of the king of Tunis. He was sentenced to have his tongue cut out, his hand cut off, and then his head cut off. I needed a slave that was mute. I waited until his tongue was cut out. Then I bought his freedom, Edmund said. Edmund then told Franz about the wonder of hallucinogenic drugs he had discovered on his travels. He gave them to Franz to try. While he was drugged, Edmund's men carried Franz out of the palace and back to his ship. The next morning, Franz spent hours trying to find Sinbad's palace again, but he couldn't. When he finally gave up, he travelled to Rome and met with Viscount Albert de Morcerf, Fernand's son. Fernand was now known as the Count de Morcerf. Albert and Franz both went to Rome for the carnival before Lent. The two men were late getting to the city and found that they couldn't get a carriage that they needed for the carnival. They went to a hotel where the owner told them to be careful of bandits. Luigi Vampa, the notorious bandit, is in the city. He is a dangerous man, the hotel owner said. He is just a rumour to scare visitors in the city, Franz said. Luigi Vampa is more than a rumour. He was a young shepherd with a quick mind. He loved learning, shooting, sculpting, and he fell in love with Teresa, a beautiful shepherdess. One day, the bandit leader, Cucumetto, came across Teresa and Vampa. He was running away from the police. The couple hid Cucumetto, even though the police were offering a large reward for his capture. A few years later, Vampa and Teresa were at a party. Teresa danced with a nobleman, and she wanted the beautiful dress that the party hostess wore. Vampa was so jealous of the nobleman and wanted to keep Teresa for himself, so he promised he would get the dress for her. That night, Vampa set the house on fire and stole the costume while everyone ran away. The next day, while Teresa put on the dress, Vampa met a man called Sinbad the sailor. He was lost, and Vampa gave him directions. In return, Sinbad gave Vampa two small jewels. When Vampa went back to Teresa, he found that she had been kidnapped. What happened then? Albert asked. Vampa followed the trail that the kidnapper left. He found Teresa and the man who had kidnapped her. He killed the man and realized that it was Cucumetto that he had killed. Vampa saw his chance to change his life as a shepherd, and so he put on Cucumetto's clothes and went to the bandits. He told them he had killed Cucumetto and demanded to be their new leader. The bandits agreed, and he has plagued us ever since, the hotel owner finished. It is a good story, and I met Sinbad the sailor on the way here, but no bandit is immortal. There are two of us. We will be fine, Franz said.